From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Stock prices have been going up over the last couple of years, and now regulators are concerned that insider trading is on the rise as well. The Securities and Exchange Commission says it's getting lots of complaints from mutual fund companies. They say information about their trades is getting leaked ahead of time and that people are profiting illegally. As NPR's Jim Zeroli reports, the SEC says it's looking into whether some big Wall Street banks are involved.
The SEC has asked about 10 big Wall Street banks for information about all of the stock trades they were involved in during the last 2 weeks of September. That's right before the end of the third quarter of the fiscal year, and it's a time when Wall Street traders get especially aggressive. The SEC's Laurie Richards says examiners are pouring through a huge mound of financial data about many millions of stock trades.
We're at the very, very early stages of this work, and we're just looking for trades that may be suspicious, that may be indicative of this kind of violation.
The violation she's referring to is called front-running, an illegal practice that is nevertheless as old as Wall Street itself. Front-running is what happens when someone finds out that a big stock trade is about to happen, a trade so big it's likely to cause the stock's price to fluctuate. The front-runner then rushes to take advantage of the move before everyone else knows about it. The person may get in just seconds before the trade goes through and make just pennies on each share. But Dan Strachman, author of The Fundamentals of Hedge Fund Management, says that when the trade is big enough, that kind of move can pay off.
People think it's not a small amount of money, but if you average it over time, it could be substantial money because you're dealing with, you know, millions of shares potentially, or tens of millions of shares.
SEC officials say they've heard a lot of complaints about front-running lately, mostly from mutual fund companies. Mutual funds tend to be the victims of front-running because they make such big trades. Chris Doyle is a spokesman for the American Century Mutual Fund Company. He says that when traders engage in front-running, it cuts into the profits that companies like his can make.
Their act of buying the shares prior to our purchase actually drives up the share price, so that causes us to pay more for a stock that we want.
And Doyle says that hurts not just the company, but the fund's shareholders as well. Doyle says his company dislikes front-running so much that it now tries to do as much trading as possible electronically, so there's less chance information can leak out early. One reason the SEC is investigating the big Wall Street financial services companies is that many of them have brokerage units. That means their employees are well positioned to hear about trades early on. They can then pass the information on to clients like hedge funds. Dan Strachman says that can be a way of currying favor with important clients.
If you know that you can add value to a client by getting them a stock at a price that's better than they're looking for, or in a sense, cheaper than they're willing to pay, then it's a great win. And you add value to your client, your client's going to come back to you time and again.
SEC officials say it's not clear that actually has happened, but at a time when so much money can be made on Wall Street, there's more and more incentive for those kinds of abuses to occur. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.